Blog Talk Radio.
Yards, that'd be a comic. First down. Again, we are here live. We are here live in Las Vegas at the National Championship game. We got the Columbus Comets versus the Lone Star Mustangs. 3:12 to go in the second quarter. The score is 12-8. 12-8, and the Comets are moving the ball. They are on the Mustangs 48-yard line. First down and 10. Here we go. Drop back. Hand it off again to Martin off right tackle. Again, nice high tackle by the Mustangs. Brought down by number 4 of the Mustangs. That was Ann Martin on the carry. Hold him on the tackle.
Yeah, 4 yards of the play.
Making it second down and 6. With 2:25 and count, that might be the last play before the 2-minute warning. All righty, here we go. Second down. Here we go. Hand off to Martin, being very patient off the left tackle, like a counter. That will take us down to the 2-minute warning. Two-minute warning with the ball on the 42-yard line of the Mustang. Again, we got the Columbus Comets, 12, Lone Star Mustang, 8, timeout. Welcome all those that are on Blog Talk Radio. This is Coach Lee. You know who I am, the host with the most, with 4 quarters of Coach Lee and the head coach of the Las Vegas Showgirls. I am giving you guys the ins and outs of what's going on. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the broadcast. Everything is live. It is a great day here in Vegas. Great weather. Great everything here. Great game.
Comets fans, make some noise. Yeah. 2 minute warning in the stretch.
Yeah.
Let's go, Comets.
Yeah, we got it going on. We got a nice crowd here in Vegas. My guesstimate is about 650 to 700. You know what I'm saying? All right, we're back live. All right, we're back live here with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Comets with the ball, third down and four. Here we go, under snap. Here we go, play action. We got a screen play. Oh, got a nice play screen. Oh, for number 12. Getting down solid and out of bounds. Making his first down at the 28-yard line.
Number 12.
That was a screen play to England. That was a screen play? It looked like they were setting up. They read two reads on that. We had the bomb going, and then we had the screen. They covered the bomb, so they threw it to the screen. All right, that's going to make it first down and 10 on the Mustangs 28-yard line. 1:50 to go. All right, here we go. I'm glad everyone is listening in. We got it. It's a tight right eye formation. Fake to the fullback. Oh, no, hand off to the fullback. And the fullback is wrestled down for a loss of 2 yards by number 50.
Number 13, Shelly Gates
on the run.
On the play by number 50, Lori Newman.
Newman on the tackle. Again, I'm a little slow because I'm a one-man crew. I got two microphones in front, and we are rocking and rolling. Here we are. That'll make it second down and 12, 1:20 in counting. Commanders are taking their time as they come to the line of scrimmage. In a spread formation, shotgun. Snap. Oh, fake dive out to number 12. All right. That's about 7 yards. 7 yards. Timeout, Mustang. Making it third down.
About the 40-yard line, our beautiful girls here are still on the glow-in-the-dark bracelets. You see them modeling them right there on their wrists. Glow-in-the-dark Mustang, $1 tonight. Glow-in-the-dark.
Alright, folks, the timeout Mustang. It's third down and eight. Third down and eight for the Mustang.
Chuck it duck onto the field at the end of the third quarter. Chuck it
right.
For $1. Lots of great prize involved.
Alright, folks, I know you guys are listening in and it's all good. We got a timeout. 1:02 left. Again, the score, let me give you a recap real quick. The Columbus Commons struck first. And they threw a 22-yard, 22-yard touchdown from Davis to, who was that that got that touchdown, to Kelsley, Kimberly Kelsley. And then the Mustangs came back with Odessa Jenkins scoring. All right, I'll get back to you. All right, here we go. It is third down and 7, 1:02 left to go. Ball on the 26-yard line of the Mustangs. Davis under snap. Counter to the right. Martin off the tackle. Great job running, getting outside. Again, Odessa Jenkins saving the touchdown, making it first down. Columbus Comets with 48 seconds to go on the 14-yard line. 14 line. All righty, we got a timeout by the Comets with 39 seconds to go. Timeout, 39 seconds to go.
Timeout, Columbus.
Again, the score is 12-8 with 39 seconds to go. All right, so I'm back with you guys here on the Law Talk Radio. Again, the Comets scored first on the 22-yard touchdown pass. Then Odessa Jenkins comes back in the second quarter and runs the ball. And I think it was, I wouldn't say it was a 42-yard touchdown or 32-yard touchdown. I'm not quite sure. I forgot. I ain't taking my notes. And they went for two, and they got that. Went up 8-6. And then the Columbus Comets came back on the next drive and scored and made it 12. Went for two, and they didn't get it. And then the Mustangs was driving down the field, and it was a bad handoff to Odessa Jenkins, and the Comets came up with it. And that's why we are at, and that's where we are at, making the score 12-8. And the Comets are driving. All righty, we are rolling. We are back and rolling. Here we go. First down and 10 on the 15-yard line. Davis on the snap. Jones in motion. And pitch left to Martin. Flag on the play. Martin to the outside, and it is touchdown. But it looked like it will be called back. That was a great run. It looked like there was a holding penalty. Holding on the Comets. Bringing it back 10 yards, making it first down and 20 with 31 seconds to go. That was a big penalty there. Big penalty. All right, yo. They brought it back. What are they going to do? I'm not sure if they got a kick in, but in this wind that we got going up there, it was about 20 miles an hour earlier. It picked up to about 25 to 30 miles an hour. You might can hear it in the broadcast in the background, but you know what? That is just how it's going. All right, here we go. First down and 20. I'm looking at the Comets getting the ball to Jones. Jones hasn't been back in on any big plays. So here we go. And as I speak, they're looking at Jones. They're tight end up the middle. Oh, and it's at the end. It's fumble. Oh, that was a heartbreaker there. It went from being a great catch to a great interception to a drop pass. Davis. All right. That will make it second down and 20 with 24 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 24 seconds to go in the second quarter. Make it a second down. Again, I'm looking at Jones here. She's matched up with Odessa Jenkins. Jones is a pretty tall young lady. She's about 5'10", about 155 pounds, but she can fly. Shotgun formation, back deep. Swing to the running back. Oh, nice tackle. Oh, he breaks the tackle. 16 seconds, 15 seconds, 14. Clock is stopped. Timeout, Comets. That'll make it third down in about 17, 18 on the 23-yard line. Comets call timeout. 14 seconds to go. Again, the score is 12-8, and the Comets are threatening to score. They're on the Mustang 23-yard line. 3 plays ago, they had a touchdown call back because of holding. Went back 10 yards and made it first and 20, and they haven't got their foot under them here since then. Again, it is a timeout. Get on the field. All right, we are getting back to action here. Again, we got no backs. We got trips left, slot right. Davis under center. Motion. Hand off to Jones to the left end sweep. And she is stopped, making it fourth down. Fourth down with 7 seconds to go in the game. Timeout, Mustang. I don't know why the Mustang stopped the clock there. The clock would have ran out, but I think the Comets are out of timeout. He's out of timeout. And they called a timeout. I don't know if that's going to bite them in the butt. I don't know. I would have ran the clock out on that one. I definitely would have ran the clock out. I would have called it to give him 4th down at 25. All right. Timeout. They're discussing. They think they had too many plays. All right, folks. Here it is. This will be the last play of the half. Last play of the half. Hold on. The refs are talking. They're just discussing what's going on. All right, clock will run. I think they took the timeout away. 5, 4, 3, handoff to Jones on the sweep. Jones on the sweep, and she will be stopped at the 20-yard line, and they will not, and that will run the clock out. That will run the clock out, and that will make it 12-8 at halftime. 12-8, Columbus Comets. 12-8, Columbus Comets. It is halftime. All right, folks, on Blog Talk Radio, hey, I'm letting you know, it is going down here in Vegas, championship game, and WFA is putting it down, Women's Football Alliance. It's been some great action today. The American Conference team beat the National Conference team in the initial or inaugural All-Star game. The score wind up being 13-7. And I have to take a little break, and I will call back in as soon as 5 minutes and a half time. I'm going to see if I can get some stats. So I'll be right back with you. You're listening live with Coach Lee on Blog Talk Radio. I'll talk to you in a hot second.
this.
All right, you guys are back with Coach Lee. You are back. I'm working on it. Hey, one more thing. We got T-shirts ordered for $15, championship T-shirt, and it has all the teams represented on the back and the championship teams on the front. Okay? $15. All righty. I am back, you guys. There's about 2 minutes left before halftime. I mean, it's over with, and I am rolling back up to my spot in the bird box. And it is going down like that, so I'm hoping that everybody is enjoying themselves. The score again is the Columbus Comets 12, Lone Star Mustangs 8, and it was a big play that second half, because I think if the Comets would have went in and scored, they get the ball back first in the second half. So again, that was a big momentum swing for the Mustangs by stopping the Comets. Again, it's loud and it's loud and it's loud, and it's all to the good. So again, it is a nice night here in Vegas. It is a little windy, but you know what? It didn't get hot today. I talked to Mother Nature this weekend and told her to cool it off, and she listened to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So again, we are doing our we're getting this game going. I mean, like I said, the buses are rolling. People are here. We are having fun. It's definitely built up to be what it was going to be. For those who listen to my show on Monday night, or actually Friday night, I gave you my prediction. I can't talk about it now. Well, yeah, I can't because I'm not live on the video right now. So I predicted that the score was going to be 28-24 Comets. And it's building up to be what I talked about. So it's coming. It's coming. We got about 14, 15 seconds before we get this thing rocking and rolling. Refs are getting themselves in position. The Mustangs should be kicking it off. Mustangs should be kicking off into the wind, believe it or not. So the Comets will have the wind at their back. All right. So, again, everything is good. Everything is good. Is there anything in the chat room anybody want me to talk about? I'm just checking the stage. All right, we are back. We are back. We're about to get in this thing. Again, I got two microphones going at the same time, and it's just been kind of hard to get the exact numbers, or actually the names of the people, because I'm only one up here spotting. The wind's blowing, and my name situation is all caught up. All right, here we go. Let me switch hands. Comments are ready to go. And it is a deep kick here. To about 25 yards, and the ball bounces back. It's bouncing around. Jones is playing around with it. And the Mustangs are down there in large numbers and stops the play at the 30-yard line. They're giving her forward momentum. So it's going to be first down and 10. On the 30-yard line. First down and 10 on the 30-yard line.
Oh, fans want to remind you, we either
4-14.
Chuck a duck right now. Those of us on Chuck a duck throw a rubber ducky onto the field there at the end of the third quarter. If you throw your ducky into the jug, make the basket, you'll win some nice prizes there courtesy of the
All right, now we're back to action. First down and 10. Definitely going to be a crucial moment. crucial moment right here. As I always say, every moment is crucial. Here we go. Come start off like they did in the first quarter. Hand off to Martin, off the tackle. Gain of 5 yards, making it second down and five. Second down and five. All righty. Martin on the carry. Making it second down and five. Second down and five. Columbus Comets. And again, I'm glad you tuned in. Watching the WFA National Championship game. This is the second WFA National Championship game here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Davis under snap. Jones in motion. Look like counter trade back to the strong side to Martin. Martin following her blockers. And again, a gain of about 8 yards, making it first down. Comets. And this is how the first quarter started off for the Comets. This is exactly how the first quarter started for the Comets.
Look at the gain of 7 yards now. Good break.
I don't have the current stats at the moment, but Martin's definitely over the 70-yard mark on carry. They are consistently breaking off 5 to 7 to 8 yard runs with Martin with that counter trade back to the weak side. Well, actually, strong side, just tight ends and receivers and goes in motion. Again, in the same formation, here we go. Fake pitch, handoff to the dive to the fullback. Fullback takes it down, gain of about 1, 2, 4 yards, and tackled by a host of Lone Star Mustangs. Making it second down and about 6 on the Columbus 46-yard line. 13 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Statements will be made here in the third quarter. This is definitely a critical drive for both teams. And I always use the word critical because every drive is important. But this one makes the statement. This one tells you what's going to take place. And it gives them the opportunity to go up possibly 19 or 20 to 8. All right. We come out in a trips left, wide receiver, wide right, one back. Sweep. Oh, Martin gets outside. The defensive end was there. And wow, runs for about 8 to 9 yards. Like I said, Martin has been very, very consistent. Matter of fact, that was a 10-yard run. Making that first down and 10 on now the Mustangs 45-yard line. Mustangs 45-yard line. First down. 12 minutes and 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter of the National Championship game. Jones looks to be hobbling here. That's number two. That's the beast of the Comets. He's limping a little bit, so he's out here. Same formation trip. One goes in motion, bounces back. Counter trade back to the sweet side. Got some great blocking up there. Odessa Jenkins comes in and makes the tackle. And again, another 12-yard run by Martin. They are just chewing up the yardage here. Up the yardage.
Bring in Martin. We'll get the carry again. Which would be good for
you. Making it first down and 10 on the Mustangs 33-yard line. First down and 10 on the 33-yard line. Crowd is getting back into it. The crowd is getting back into it. Here we go. First down. Hand off to Martin. Running the lead to the strong side. Stopped by the Mustang. Gain of no yards. I don't know if Martin was a little tired there, but he didn't hit that hole like he did on the last three plays. So he might be sucking it up a little bit here. Not used to being in this dry heat. Again, it's a nice night here in Vegas. It's still about 100 degrees. Nice wind breeze. But, again, when you haven't played in the desert, you definitely get dry. If you haven't been hydrated, it's definitely after a long break, you got to watch the cramping. All right, here we go. Mustangs are getting down their defense. Davis on the snap. Play action pass. Rolling out to her left, and she is sacked. by number, who was that on there? 94. Sacked by number 90. No, he was sacked by 94.
He
fell on top of her after the play was over.
Yeah, she was sacked by number 90, and then not 90, but 94.
12 yards of the play. He's third down and 22 from the 45-yard line.
All right, making it third down and 20. Again, the Comets were moving the ball there early in the drive, and it looked like it's stalling. But they were setting up that play action tight end across the middle play again. The two touchdown passes they scored was based on that play, and he just couldn't get outside on that one. All right, here we go. Davis under the center. We got slot left, tight end to the right with an extra slot, one back in the backfield. We got a flag on the play.
Kelly flags on the field.
Here we go. We got a legal procedure on the offense. It looked like the offensive lineman might have put her hand down and then picked her hand up. That's what it was. I didn't see any movement. But, again, once you're in a three-point stand as the offensive lineman, if you pick your hand up, that is a legal procedure. So that'll make it. Ooh-wee. Third down and 25.
Cotton, y'all
need to make some noise up in here. All right, we're coming out the huddle. 8 minutes and 55 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Again, we got a slot left, tight end right with extra wing out wide, one eighth back. Sweep to 26, Martin, stopped again by number 94 for a loss of 7. So in that series there, we lost about 30 yards, making it fourth down in a desert mile here in Las Vegas.
6 yards on the play, fourth down and 33.
Comets come out and they punt the ball. That was a great stop by the Mustangs. That was definitely a tone setter there because, again, if the Comets went down to score, that would have put a little bit more pressure on the Mustangs, whose passing game would just have to be up to par. We got a timeout Comets. No, we got a timeout Comets on that one. All right, 8:15 to go in the third quarter. All right. All right, for y'all that's on the radio, it's like it's going to be an extended timeout. So we are all rocking and rolling here. Again, enjoying a beautiful night here in Las Vegas. It is a beautiful night here in Las Vegas. We got representatives from all over here. We got the machine. I'm not even going to go down the list because you know what? Everybody's here. Everybody is representing every team. And that's the good thing about what's going on this weekend here, Championship Weekend in Las Vegas. The crowd is enjoying themselves. We are doing what we do here. It is a great show, great thing. Oh, we're going back. I thought it was a long extension. All righty. Yeah, we're back. All right, here we go. We're back live. Back live here. Fourth down in a desert mile. More like 33. Comets are back deep to punt. Ball is snapped. Good snap. Good kick. They got the wind behind them. If it gets a good bounce, it will keep on bouncing. What did I tell you? It is a great kick. Punt is inside the 15-yard line down to the 12. So that was a 42-yard punt there. Again, with the wind at your back and the ball hits and you get a good spin on it, you definitely can, you know, get it going. All righty. So. All right, 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter. This will be the first time that the Mustangs have touched the ball.
Where my Comet fans at?
All right, that's DJ Baby Tino down low. All right, Mustangs coming out with no huddle offense, just like he did in the first quarter. First play, sweep to Satterwhite over left end, and it is set down. Shut down by the Comets. Very aggressive, quick defense. As I look at the Comets, they're pretty stout up front and very quick on the outside. It's pretty hard to really run on them. I haven't seen them be tested yet in the passing game, but apparently they got one of the best defenses in the league, as well as the Mustangs. Mustangs come out again, double tight end, wishbone. Crossbuck action handoff to number 33, the fullback, and she's off and running. Gain of about 7, making it third down and 3. Making it third down and 3. Again, up a little slow.
We can hear it again as she is tripped up there. Not before
again,
8 yards.
All right, here we go. Third down in the. Yeah, I'm thinking third down and 4. Third down and 4. Here we go. It's a big, big play for the Mustangs. They really need to get this first down and get the momentum going. Here we go. Hand it off to Odessa Jenkins. Jenkins cuts it up, and she is stopped short of the first down on the 21-yard line. The last time that the Mustangs were in this situation, they went for it. The last time it was in this formation, they went for it. But it looked like they're bringing on the punt team, playing a little bit conservative.
We have 2 yards, fourth down and 2.
All right, fourth down and 2. Three downs and out. That wasn't what the Mustangs needed there. They really needed to get some momentum going. Comets staying their safe defense, looking out for the fake. If there's one thing that I think the weakness that may be for the Mustangs would be punt team. They appear to leave some of the larger linemen out on the field, which is devastating when you got somebody. And it's a fake punt. And she gets around the end, and it is a first down. Gain of about 14 yards. 14 yards. Who's that? 86. Who's that, Beach? Beach on the fake punt. Hey, that was one of them blackjack call plays. When you got 16, the dealer got 7, and you went ahead and hit, and you got a 5. When you get it, it feels good. But, boy, when you get a 10 and bust out, it ain't good. But anyway, first down, we here in Vegas, and that's why I'm talking Vegas lingo. All right, here we go. First down, 10. Ball on the 34-yard line. Again, double tight. Here we go. Pass, pop pass. 51 to Yo Grant. Yo Grant with the catch. And that'll be a gain of 8 yards. 8 yards, making it second down and about 2. Second down and 2. Now, the Mustangs do have the advantage of tight ends. I think their tight ends range from 6 foot to 6'3", and they're big girls, and they can move. All right, here we go. Handoff dive to the fullback up the middle, 33. Gain of about 5, moving the chains. First down. 4 minutes and 30 seconds in counting. First down. Mustangs be first down on the Mustang 46-yard line. All righty. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. First down and 10. Double tight end. Wishbone. Again, they're a power team. They're going to power it off. Here we go. Odessa Jenkins hits up into the hole. Gain of about, I'm going to say 3 on that. She hit the pile. But again, these teams are evenly matched, size for size, speed for speed. That's why this is a good game. It's going to be a close game. Hasn't been any big long plays this game. Everybody is just matriculating the ball down the field, you know, eating up clock. So it's down to 3 minutes and 38 seconds. All right, here we go. Second down and 7. Dive up the middle. Oh, and she is stopped right at the line of scrimmage. They're giving her four momentum, a gain of about 2. Duke's on a carry. 33, is that Duke? again, my roster has fell down, so I'm all over the place right now. So we are just rocking and rolling. Here we go, third down and a long five. Third down, long five. Play action possibly. Or run off tackle with Odessa Jenkins. There it is. Sweet to Odessa Jenkins. She cuts it back up, hits the wall. She gets grabbed and tackled. She breaks another tackle. She's gotten the first down and gain of seven. Odessa Jenkins, gain of 7 yards. First down and 10 on the Comets 42-yard line with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go. Boys, both these teams are putting together a running game, and that clock just rolls down. Like we just started this quarter, and I look up, and the quarter is almost over with.
7 yards on a play by
All right, here we go. First down and 10. Here we go. Fake pass. Here we go. Oh, we got a penalty on the play. Tight end ran it out, and the corner hit her a little early. Yeah. So that's going to be an automatic first down. Automatic first down. It's actually only a gain of 5 yards. But if the corner would have just stepped up and stepped in front of that play, I think that would have been an interception. But he didn't know if she was going to go for the ball or make the tackle. And she wound up hitting it right before the ball got there. So, again, that would be an automatic first down, 5 yards penalty. Making it first down and 10 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. 2 minutes, and the clock will be counting.
With that pass interference
penalty,
it's just
take
down the 38-yard line.
We'll
be first down and 10.
All righty, here we go. Making the first down and 10 on the 38-yard line. Here we go. Hand off to Sutter White. Sutter White off left end, gets around the end. She's looking for a cutback, getting up the field. Looks like a gain of about 6 to about the 32-yard line. Gain of about 6 to the 32-yard line. I can't see that far to see who made that tackle, but you know what? It's all good. That's why we're here, and we'll get a replay here and there. But this is a great game. 135 in county here in the third quarter.
32-yard line.
Here we go. Second down. Second down and 5. Pitch out to Jenkins. Jenkins with the stiff arm. Got 2-3. There's too many comments there to get going. I think we got a player hurt. Yes, there is a player down on the field. Player down on the field. Comments injury with 1 minute and 30 seconds to go. 1 minute and 30 seconds. I'll be with you in a hot second. It's the injury on the play.
Hey, Ebony! Hey, did you take the shot? Can you take a few?
I'm
still on though, right?
Also, that there's an after party. Once I'll be at the well,
after the game, we're going to invite everybody over to the outside end. After we walk right across the street. And we got three tickets up there that want to go drink or whatever. Also, Crave is one place that have an after party. I want to put the block up.
All righty. We had a little injury. All righty. I am back.
One more minute.
I'm back. All right, so.
Make sure you stop by and you drink here.
All right. We are back live here, third quarter. Third down. Third down.
Over 1 minute here.
All right. There we go. We're back in action. Third down and six. Mustangs moving the ball. Handed to Odessa Dinkins. Odessa Dinkins sneaks by, goes in and runs through and breaks two, three tackles and has gotten about a 9 yard gain for a first down. Mustangs. 42 seconds to go left in the third quarter here. The score is Columbus Comets 12. Lone Star Mustangs 8. Mustangs are driving. It is first down and 10 on the 24-yard line. 25 seconds and counting.
Mustangs will get a gain of 9 yards there, and then for a Lone Star Mustang first down.
All right, here we go. About 12 seconds to go. Brittany's on the snap. Face it. Pass, no pass, oh, getting away, she takes off running, Bushman running, cuts it in, and she's inside the 10-yard line, and that will be the end of the third quarter, end of the third quarter with a great play, making it first down and goal on the 9-yard line, and that will end the third quarter, Columbus Comets 12, Lone Star Mustangs 8, but they are moving.
And that is also the end of the third quarter here. Lone Star Mustangs 8. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. Please direct your attention to the 50-yard line.
Hey, Imani!
The Jumping Contest. All right, Imani! Think you're Rubber Ducky, and you, Todd, this is the Gatorade jug right there. Okay. All right, everybody in the sky, Chuck and Duck in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start chucking. Chuck them, Duck. Let's see if you get the Chuck and Duck in the Gatorade jug. You land, you put your duck in the jug, you win a prize. I think I saw one duck go in. Chuck them, Duck, Duck. You got one duck in there right now. Last call, throw the ducks out there.
All right, folks, it's coming down to the fourth quarter. It is coming down to the fourth quarter. I took a little break there for a hot second, but it is definitely. All right, here we go. We are ready to go live. Here we go, fourth quarter. Fourth quarter, here we go. First down and goal on the 9-yard line. Here we go.
And we will announce the winner here.
All right, here we go. Oh, she gets outside. Oh, that like a busted play. Bushman for a loss of about 2 yards. Bushman lost us 2 yards. Here we go. Second down and goal from the 11-yard. Here we go. Second down and 11. Oh, it's like they're going to run power this way. They got an extra lineman here on the right side. There she goes. Odessa Dinkins cuts back. Oh, she saw the hole, but she tripped up, got inside to about the 7-yard line. I think on that play, if she would have stayed outside, she would have had the touchdown. I think she saw the hole, and she tried to cut so hard and went down basically by herself. But they have a heavy, I call it heavy, because they have a lineman in the backfield to the right. And again, they're going to give it to Odessa Jenkins once again. I'm a betting man here. I live in Vegas. I'm a betting man. Three is getting the ball. Here we go. Same play to the right. This time she stays outside. They try to stretch it. Devin Jenkins try to get inside. Ooh, she is down to the 2-yard line, making it fourth down and two. Fourth down and two with the score 12-8. You know what they're about to do. It is fourth down and two. You know they're going for it. There's no doubt about it. Here we go. It's all about Will. You want to talk about the big play? This is a big play right here. Right here. And again, I'm a betting man. Three is getting the ball. I'm going same play to the same side. Hey, that's how it's going down. As you can see, you can hear the crowd. It's getting loud around here. Mustang crowd is getting loud. Common crowd getting loud. Oh, here we go. Pitch this way. Oh, Jessica Dean's trying to get outside. She's trying to get outside. And she did not make it. She did not make it. She got stopped. She got stopped. She did not get it. Thomas stopped the Mustangs on the goal line. First and 10, Thomas. First and 10, Thomas. Yeah, it's getting that time. We're in the desert here. They're cramping up. You got to hydrate when you get to Vegas. You know, big game like this, you've got to hydrate. You have to hydrate. So we got a timeout on the field. That was a big play. We got a timeout, and we get back to you.
Tonight, and final one of the season, the Chuck and Duck contest. All right, with duck number 154. It looks like she bought three ducks tonight. One went in. Miss Aaron's cover, you are the winner of
all right, folks.
Chuck and Duck contest.
What... All righty. Hey, that was a big stop.
For your prize.
That was a big stop there. Now it's up to the Comets. It's going to be up to the Comets again to drive this thing, get out of this bad field position, and get down the field. Again, the player that's down is number 8, Soderberger. If I pronounced it wrong, oh, I'm so sorry. So excited, but it is 12 minutes and 44 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. The national championship is on the line. All right, and we are back. First down and 10 on the 1-inch line. Quarterback sneak with a little push. Davis takes it out. Looks like she gets about a yard, maybe a yard and a half. Yes. 12 minutes, 30 seconds to go. This has been a great battle here. Defensive battle has not been any major big plays. It's just been folks matriculating the ball down the field, run with the run game, and play action by the Comets. This might be a good, again, another good position to do play action. Jones hasn't been effective this half. I don't know if she's in it or not. But here we go. Dive right up the middle. Oh, it looked like they got stopped in the end zone, but her momentum did take her out. Loss of a yard. It'd be like on the half yard line. She lost about a yard and a half on that play. That was a pretty dangerous play.
Now it's close to a yard as they're backing up the 1-yard line. Third down and 10.
Here we go, making it third down and 10 with 11:30 to go here in the fourth quarter of the WFA National Championship game. Mustangs must put a defensive stance on here. Davis under center. Hand it off to 13. She gets out the end zone, and she squeezes it out, and she is stopped around the 2-yard line, making it fourth down.
Hand off goes to 13, Shelly Gates.
Ah, there's a little scuffle going on. There is a little scuffle going on. Here we go, making it fourth down and 8.
Fourth down and 8 to 3.
Fourth down and 8. Definitely punting situation here. They did get to run off about 2 minutes off the clock. definitely be kicking in. It's gonna be kicking in the wind. What would we do here? I'll talk about what I would do later. But anyway, here we go. Comes back to punt. Ball snap. Great snap. Good kick. But it's kicked high in the air. Again, that ball's going to bounce back. Oh, we picked it up. Short, 16. Picked it up. And they will have a first down on about the 15-yard line.
Great, great field position for the Mustangs. Again, this is where field position is going to be effective. And, again, it kicked it into the wind. Kicking into the wind, that ball went straight up in the air and started going backwards. That's the funny thing here about Las Vegas. The wind blows every which way, left to right, right to left, up and down, down and up. Yeah, that's what happens here in Vegas. All righty.
Yep, located across the street out here on Charleston, a walk-by. And then our sponsor, the Las Vegas Show, Ghost Bar Please join us for some after-game food and cocktails.
There we go. Shotgun cross butt back to Duke.
Also,
big fullback for the Mustang. Gets about a lot of yards.
The Lotto Hotel Resort on the Las Vegas Strip. And also,
all right.
The party also at the Korean nightclub inside the Atlanta Hollywood.
All righty, making it. Second down and 10. They actually got no yards. Maybe she can. Here we go. Back to the yellow shoes. There she goes. She's off tackle, and it is a touchdown. 15-yard run off of right end. Odessa Dinkins puts the Mustangs up 14-12. With 9:34 left to go, you got the Comets going into the wind, so that will affect their passing game. All right, Mustangs going for two. They always go for two. They always go for two, but here we go. I'm going back with the. Here we go. Pass to 37. Touchdown. And there's a flag on the play. Flag on the play, it's going to be a late hit. Late hit on that, on a two-point conversion. Touchdown will count. They will add that onto the kickoff. So. All right, it's personal foul, late hit in the end zone on a two-point conversion. They would address that on the kickoff. So they would still be kicking the ball off at the 50-yard line. It's getting loud around here, you guys. I don't know if I'm yelling into the mic or what, but it is getting loud and clear. Personal foul. Yes, it is. Okay, so they're going to mark it off on the kickoff. They'll be kicking the ball off from the 50-yard line. So, again, opportunity to get the Mustangs a good kick and getting the Comets trapped into their own territory deep.
Hey, girl! Hey, can you give me a drink?
All right, I'm back at it. We are back. The score is 16-12. 9:34 left to go here in the national championship game of the WFA. It is a hard-fought battle. Here we go. And it is kicked deep. And it bounces. And it's taken at the goal line. Taking at the goal line. She's taking it up. Cuts back to the left. There is a wall. If she get around to the wall. She stopped. And she is down at the 14, maybe the 15-yard line. You know, that was a little dangerous. Maybe she could have let that go in the end zone and down it in the end zone and took it first down and 10 at the 20. But, hey, football, you take the chances and you roll with what you roll with. All righty. Thank you. All right, here we go. We are back. 9 minutes, 18 seconds to go here in this national championship game. Columbus Comets need to go 85 yards. Must get a touchdown. Must get a touchdown. Field goal won't matter. All right, here we go. They come out with a pro-eye formation type slot, or type wing. Looks like they're going to come back with this sweep. Sweep to 37. It is there. See, oh, it is a great play. Oh, that is tackle. Gain of about 7. I thought she would have got a little bit more, but that was a great play by number 4. Who's that? Paul? Yes, Paul on the tackle.
Number 37, Stephanie
Stevens. Stevens for about a 7-yard gain.
So that'd be 7 down 4. Up to the 21-yard line.
Okay, we're good. All right, here we go. Making it second down about 3.5. Here we go. Jones in motion. Moco's all the way across. Look like counter trade back. Here we go. Stevens hitting the hole. Oh, she would have got through there clean. She would have got a nice game there, but I think she got enough for the first down.
Rally behind your team.
Let's go. First down. First down, Comets. First down on the 25-yard line. 8 minutes and 15 seconds to go here in the WFA National Championship game. This is a make it or break it drive right here. Make it or break it drive because, again, the Mustangs get the ball. They have the ability to run the clock out, so they're very patient and getting 4 to 5 yards to carry and being happy with that. Again, Davis under snap. Looks like it's going to be a blitz. Stevens, again, off right tackle, runs into her own player, bounces outside, and she is brought down after about a 5 yard, maybe 4 yard gain. So, again, second down and six. With 7:30 to go. 7:30 to go. Sorry about that. I had to wet my whistle. You know me. All right, here we go. Second down and 6 with just under 6 minutes on the clock. Under 7 minutes, my bad. Shotgun formation for Davis. Ball is snapped. Oh, sweat. There's the play to Jones, and she drops the ball. Jones drops the ball. We got a flag on the play. Might be illegal procedure on this one. Looks like somebody was covered up. So we got a penalty on the play, making it third down.
Third down and 6. Ball remains on the 29-yard line.
It'll be third down and 6 if they decline it. If they push it back, well, they haven't made the announcement yet of what they're going to do. Okay, they're going to take them back, move them back. Yeah, illegal man downfield on that one. They took it back, making it second down and 11. Second down, 11. 6 minutes, 49 seconds, and Davis back in shotgun again. He's calling signals. Here we go. They drop back. Davis is getting rushed. 92 is in the backfield for the sack. Loss of about 9 on the play. I think that's Bowman there.
Number 82.
No. 92 Bowman on that one. That was a big defensive play there for the Mustangs. Making it third down and 21. I don't know what play you can call on third down 21, but it's going to have to be a good one. There's still plenty of time left. I think the Comets have 2 timeouts. I know they wasted one earlier in the third quarter on fourth down and 25 or fourth down and 35. And I don't know. We will see. 6 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Davis back in shotgun again. Here we go. Ball is deep. Throwing over the head to Martin. Getting up the field. Gain of about ooh, about 16, but it still makes it fourth down and nine. Went out of bounds with 6:08. That was a great play. It is fourth down now, and it looks like the Comets are going for it, you guys. It looks like the Comets are going for it. Fourth down and eight. This could be a big play for the Mustangs, or it could be a big play for the Comets. It's plenty of time on the clock. Plenty of time. It's 5 minutes and 55 seconds to go. The ball is on the 27-yard line, on the Comets' 27-yard line. Here we go. All right, here we go. Big play of the game. Davis is under the center this time. We got slot left, one back, tight end. Play action, here it comes. It's got to be the play action. There it goes. Oh, she got plenty of time. She throws, and it is incomplete. Incomplete. Making it turnover. First down and 10 on the Columbus 27-yard line. 5 minutes and 28 seconds. To go. And this will be an extended timeout. Extended timeout. Yeah, I'm going to get my little drink on, you guys. My little cheeky punch. You have Yeah, we got a little performance going on, and the kids are out there, and they getting their dance on.
Fans, make some noise for your very own Eric tonight.
All right. We are rocking and rolling. All right, here we go. Double tight end. Bushman under the center. Wishbone. Here we go. Sweep. Sutterwhite getting outside. She breaks one tackle, but can't elude the sack. Oh, yes, she does. She's bouncing outside, and she is hit by a host of Comets. That was a Comet shower right there. Great play. She stayed in bounds. All the running and breaking, but didn't get any yards. Got back to the line of scrimmage with exactly 5 minutes to go in the game. 5 minutes. 5 minutes and counting. We got a timeout by the Comets. That's timeout number two. I guess they're hoping that they can stop them here and save as much time as possible on the clock. 4 minutes and 57 seconds to go. All right, folks, on Blog Talk Radio, this is your boy, Coach Lee, doing what I do. I do it always. I told you it was going to be a good game. Hasn't been any big plays or long plays. It's been a defensive battle, you know, and that's what we talked about.
I do the comments morning.
So, you know, it's getting exciting out here. And like I said, I'm a little jealous, a little envious. It's a great game going on out here. And, man, I just wish I was in it. So all that does give me motivation for next year. Motivation for next year, you guys. And for all the other teams out here. Hey, anybody and all of us can be in the championship. It just takes some hard work and dedication. Hard work and dedication, and you can be here too. But again, support women's football. Get out there. Do your thing. And game. All right, we're back to action here. Oh, we got a little mix up in the backfield. Oh, Sutterwhite's going. Bushman's going back, but she's going to make a play. She breaks the back tackle. Oh, that should have been a 9-yard loss. Wind up being a 8-yard gain, making it third down and two. With 4 minutes and 35 seconds on a broken play. Again, Bushman is a great quarterback that got beat. That's one thing that she can do. In their offense, she pitches the ball on the sweep, and then she turns around and leaves the sweep. So that just tells you what type of athlete she is. They got it going on in the backfield. All right, here we go. I'm feeling Duke on this one. Fullback dive, gotta be. Here it comes. There it is. Fullback dive right up the middle. Duke breaking tackle, and she is moving the whole Comet team and got broke loose for a 9-yard gain. Again, I felt that play coming, and that clock is just a-moving. Comet only got one timeout, down by four. There's nothing they can do at this point in time but get a turnover. You got to wrap up. You got to make tackles. You cannot give up here. The Lone Star Mustangs are in the position to just ice it right here with a touchdown. The game will be over. Field goal-wise, they still be up by 7, but they're not one of the better special teams in women's football at this point in time. So they will go for it. We got Odessa Jenkins back in the game. Here we go. Southern White gets the ball, and she's off right in, and she gains about 2 yards, making it second down and 8.
Pretty good sideline with a carry there. Gain of about 2 yards.
With 3 minutes to go in counting. 3 minutes to go.
Second down and 8. Ball on the 9-yard line.
Ball is on the 9-yard line. 2:50 to go. All right, here we go. Double tight end. Wishbone. Wishman on the snap. Hand off to Odessa Jenkins. Cuts out. Bounces back. Got straight arm. And she is tackled and brought down at the 12-yard line. Great tackle by number 8. I'm trying to look it up. And that will take us down to a 2-minute warning. It's going to be third down and 12 with 2 minutes to go. That might have been a good time to call a timeout right there. If you're going to use your last timeout, use it before a 2-minute warning. You would have known that you would have had the ball with 2 minutes to go. It is 2 minutes to go, folks. 2 minutes to go here in the national championship game here in Las Vegas. The WFA national championship game comes down to this. 2 minutes. The Lone Star Mustangs, 16. The Columbus Comets, 12.
The shuttles mean all are here.
All right here. Let's
yeah, but once everything starts shutting down, we're gonna move everybody to the outside in, because we gotta be out of here by 10.
Yeah, you know what the shuttle's gonna come here.
Yeah, the bus already went left. Coming back. Yeah. And then I got a van too to take people back. So, it's where's Big Country at? She had the key. You got a number? Can you ask her what you do with the key? Because I got a van, and she had the key. Hope she gave it to OP. And please let me know. All right. All righty, we are back. 2 minutes to go in the game, and it's coming down to this. Third down and 12. There we go. Soda White gets the ball, going off the right tackle. Oh, somebody snuck in there. She gets outside. She's being tackled, and she. Uh-oh, we got a flag on the play. Making it third down on the 5-yard line. Third down player.
Okay. Who's here to help out?
I got it. If Obi got him, I'm good. All right.
All right, we got a call here. What is the penalty? This is a big... I don't know what the call is right now. It is fourth down. Okay, they waved off the flag. Okay, waved off the flag. 1:49, and the clock is rolling. Here we go. 1:49 to go. Fourth down and 5 right here. It's got to go to work for Odessa Jenkins. Oh, no, it's a pass. to number 51, and it's incomplete. Incomplete. The Comets got a little life. 1:43 to go. 1:43 to go. First down and 10 on the 5-yard line. They got to go 95 yards. 95 yards for a touchdown. Again, it comes down to special teams. This is where you got to work on your special teams. That was a chip shot field goal to put yourself up by a touchdown. To put the security there.
What?
Come on, here we go. It's coming down to the last 1 minute and 43 seconds. Here we go.
Come on, y'all.
Comets come out with a strip right, with a slot left. Davis out wide. Here we go. Back deep. Throws the ball. Oh, and that was a great play. Oh, we got a penalty on the play. Might have hit her a little early. I thought that was a good timing. Good timing. But you know what? I'm wrong. I am wrong. It'll be a pass interference. First down. First down. All right, here we go. 1 minute and 37 seconds to go. First down on the 19-yard line. They still got to go 81 yards to win this game. They still got to go 81 yards, 82 yards. Davis in shotgun, about 6 yards deep. Deep snap, looking to her right. She throws the ball to Martin with a great hit, catching hit. Jenkins puts the boom on her. Second down. Is that going to be it? First down. First down the clock. 1:20 and counting. 1:20 and counting. 1:15. First down and 10. Davis calling signals. Giving some. There we go. Davis back deep. Looks deep. Again, goes back to Martin. She gets it again. A chance for 9 yards. 9 yards. I think there's a timeout. I think the Comets used their last timeout there with 1 minute to go. The ball is on the 39-yard line. On the third, making it second down and one. Timeout Comets.
No, this Mustangs is hungry for it. Am I right, Mustangs? Y'all hungry for it?
Yeah, it's getting loud in here. It's getting
it. Got
Law Talk Radio. What's up?
This game. Who would it be? Columbus Comets and the Lone Star Mustangs.
It's coming down to the last minute of the game. The Comets are about 61 yards away from pay dirt. We shall see what's going to take place. There's no more timeouts. I hope the coaches let them know to get the ball, get up real quick, or get out of bounds. All right, and we are back to action here. We are back to action. It's coming down to 1 minute to go in the game and 61 yards to find out who's going to be the national championship of the WFA. Davis is back deep. Jones finally catches the ball, gets out of bounds. And she's out of bounds. Clock stops with 1:47. I mean, with 55 seconds to go on the 46-yard line. First down, clock stops. She's out of bounds. They're coming back up to the ball. Davis is calling out signals. And here we go. Davis is back deep. She's looking again to Jones. Oh, she throws it up, and it is intercepted. Intercepted by Odessa Jenkins with 49 seconds to go. And, folks, that might be the game. 49 seconds to go, and guess who brought the ball in? Odessa Jenkins. I just told everybody. Odessa
Jenkins.
And that could be the ball game, ladies. That could be the ball game, ladies and gentlemen.
All it takes is two knees and it's done. Again, this has been a wonderful game. This has been a hard-fought battle. This is what championships is all about. The last, what, two games, last three games of the WFA have been tremendous battles. Again, there's 49 seconds to go, and look like they're setting up to beat, and they're all right. And we take a knee. Ball is down, clock is running, and they are getting ready to celebrate. Coach Mike is pacing up and down the sideline. I don't know if he got drenched already with the water, but, hey, he deserves it. He definitely deserved what he got, you know what I'm saying? This was a great game. 25 seconds and counting, you guys. I can hear y'all in Dallas. You guys are just making all the noise in Dallas. 18 seconds, and that's it. And the ball game is over. We're counting down. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There it is. The national champions are the Lone Star Mustangs. Lone Star Mustangs are champions. Yeah, I don't know. I'll be all over the place. So that is it. That is your 2010 WFA National Champs, the Lone Star Mustangs, yo. Again, this is Coach Lee bringing you the WFA Championship game. Again, the final score, Lone Star Mustangs, 16. The Columbus Comets, 12. I am going to try to go down on the field. I don't know what I'm going to do. I will see. I probably got a whole bunch of things I got to do. You know, so if I don't get a chance to get down there and do anything because I got to get people on the things, hey, congratulations, Mustangs. You guys are 2010 national champs. All righty. It's been good. Been great. But I got to go, you guys. I don't think I'm going to be able to go down and celebrate with the team. Okay? So, again, it's all good. All right. Bye-bye. I am out. Coach Lee.
Yeah.
On Monday. For Coach Lee. I got an update, stats, and all that other good stuff. But I got to get everything done here. All right. Later.
What are you talking